bringing Christ to the nations and this devotion to your day. Here's Lutheran Hour speaker, Dr. Gregory Seltz.
Welcome to our Monday Morning Minute with the Lord Jesus. I'm Pastor Gregory Seltz. The title of our devotion for today, Some Things Are Worth Dying For. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. I have fought the good fight, says Paul. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. You know, there are some things in life worth dying for. Would you agree? In fact, when we get that idea straight in our hearts and minds, that often is the beginning of really starting to live here and now. For those in our military, that theme is a pretty basic one. For those in law enforcement, that's part of the job too. The soldier goes to battle. The police officer goes to work willing to lay their lives on the line because your life matters to them, because people's peace and safety matter to them. It's worth the risk. I was reminded of that fact that there are some things worth dying for when I heard this story. It's a story of the sacrificial friendship of two guys in World War I. They were inseparable. They had enlisted together, trained together, were shipped overseas together, and fought side by side in the trenches. During an attack, one of the men was critically wounded in a field filled with barbed wire obstacles, and he was unable to crawl back to his foxhole. The entire area was under a withering enemy crossfire, and it was suicidal to try to reach him. Yet his good friend couldn't just leave him there and decided to try and go get him. Before he could get out of his own trench, his sergeant yanked him back inside and ordered him not to go. "It's too late," he said. "You can't do him any good, and you'll only get yourself killed, too." A few minutes later, the officer turned his back, and instantly that man jumped out of that foxhole, took off after his friend. A few minutes later, he staggered back to the foxhole, mortally wounded, with his friend now dead in his arms. The sergeant was both angry and deeply moved. "What a waste," he blurted out. "He's dead, and now you're dying. It just wasn't worth it." With almost his last breath, the dying man replied, "Oh, yes, it was, Sarge. When I got to him, the only thing he said was, 'I knew you'd come, Jim. I knew you'd come.'" One of the great things that makes the Bible unique is the picture that it paints of a God who cares for you, not just to comfort you when you're dying, but to give you life and salvation forever in Him. The Bible's a book about God in action for you. Its main message is about God who comes looking for you when you're lost, a God who sacrifices Himself for you so that you might have life forever in Him. Just as the Bible says, God the Father sent His Son that so whoever believes in Him might not perish, but have eternal life. God said, out of love, dying for you, it was worth it. Now that sergeant had a point from his perspective. He lost two good men in that battle. But even on that battlefield, there was a bigger issue than just winning a battle for the day. There was the issue of the preciousness of even one life, treating a person's life with love and concern, even though the cost was great. Jim's friend died, but he didn't die alone. He died in the arms of his buddy who loved him. Well, God's promise to you today is in Jesus, that is for you by faith. You do not live alone. You will not die alone. You will always be in the loving arms of a Savior who didn't just say it, He proved it, dying for you to make eternal life possible. For Him, for you, it was worth it. Please bow your heads and pray with me. Dear Jesus, don't let me ever be so consumed with the trivial matters of this life that I forget that life is precious and there are some things worth living, even worth dying for. Help me to remember what's most important in my life, faith in you and fervent love for others. Amen.
This week on the Lutheran Hour, Pastor Ken Klaus asks, what spiritual legacy will you leave to your family? Dr. Joel Bierman explains how even non-Lutherans have benefited from the legacy of Martin Luther and the Reformation, and Pastor Klaus shares his thoughts on the upcoming election. That's all this week on the Lutheran Hour.